I think that's where, with all of these terms, like people have such different interpretations of them. And like,
Exactly.
just bridging back to values for a second, you know, like if someone says health and so on is quite like straightforward, but even health, it can mean different things for people. But you know, when someone says success, it could mean so many different things. So that's something that's important when we're talking about any of these terms, anyways, that people have a different understanding and there is not like just one definition for it.
But when we say great success, we all know what we're talking about.
Yes. So, talked about free will. We can talk about it for a second. So, do you think we have a free will, or everything is just for transactional purposes?
But those are not comparable, though.
Can you elaborate what you
They are
mean
not.
by transactional purposes in this context?
Yeah, transactional.
It's the mean that you don't have a free will, in a sense that you need to do it just because, okay, just eating food again. So you need to eat food, and that's a transaction you're making. It's not your free will, it's your body wants food. If you don't eat, you will die. To live, you need to
If
eat.
you
You don't really have a will there. You have a will like what to eat, but you don't have a will that, I mean, you need to eat to live.
But isn't that how everything
Or
is?
you
You
die.
have a baseline. You have a baseline. So eating, this is the baseline, right? Because if you
Yes.
eat a grass, you're probably also going, you might
Yes.
survive, right? Not very good, but you might survive. And then the free
Yeah, yeah.
will setup is layer on top that says, ah, you know what? I know I need to eat to survive, but I'm going to actually choose, I don't know, curry instead of pizza, whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's
It's
nice.
nice, yeah. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess what where the
Okay, let
discussion
me
comes is
reframe it.
like
Let
if you choose like okay, so you will choose either between curry and pizza, and now the fact that you choose curry, is this coming based on the fact that you have free will and you made that decision for yourself, just like based on your own beliefs and like it's coming like more internally? Or it's something that you were externally conditioned to, and you know this is already coming from like the environment that you're in, and you actually really don't have a choice because you like because of your background and so on, and like this is just how things are happening. So I guess that's also the two different kind of views that there can be on this subject.
But in the long run, it is conditioned anyways, because when you're a baby, when you're born, you have no understanding of what's going on. You are just like a blank slate. And so in a way, it's you could say that, yeah, free will is an illusion in a way, but it's just so complex because it's based on years and so many factors and, let's say, parameters in a way that it's impossible to define it. But ultimately, we can sort of argue that a baby has no understanding and it learns these things. And as the time comes, free will is a result of learning as well.
Yeah, and it's connecting back to what I said
Yeah.
previously, it's because your own like your previous behavior and the previous things that have happened to you, all of the previous experiences that you had and those results, those will drive again like your understanding, your beliefs and so on, and that will again drive your behavior. So in that sense it's all connected, but I guess the question comes like can we make that cutoff, like can we say that no, okay, even though like based on what has happened before, it feels like I should do this, but I make the decision. Like no matter that I have these emotions and these thoughts, I am the one who makes the decision. But then again, it's possible to argue that even then you're still deciding based on something else that's driving you. So yeah, it's a bit difficult to debate that.
Yeah, I think that's where I say transactional, like every decision you make, it's you take into account your emotions, you take into account your practical aspects, like anything you choose. So at the end of the day, you're choosing it for your pleasure, or you're choosing it for your, I don't know, different things. I mean, you may not do the right thing just because you don't like it, you know. So that's having a free will would let you do the right things, I think. But I don't know, but as you said, like, free will is quite a complicated thing.
I essentially believe that, yeah, the concept of I, like as a person, as somebody, like sometimes people put a lot of emphasis or importance on themselves as human beings. I don't think that's the case. We are not supernatural or important beings. Humans, as a design, let's say, of a machinery, is also pretty flawed. And if you Google and do a bit of research, you know, because one of the things that religions say is that humans are the apical of creation and they are the best thing that has ever been created. Thus, there should be somebody who's very intelligent. But in reality, if you look at the animal world and some of the things that animals have, we are not the greatest invention or the greatest creation, let's say. And so what I'm saying is that I think that we are putting too much importance on I as individual. And in reality, we don't necessarily matter as much. And we're here as a result of randomness and we just exist.
Yeah, and
no purpose.
We are tiny specks moving across the space.
What? Yeah, exactly.
We are tiny specks.
Yeah, tiny specks moving across the space. And yeah, exactly. If you look at the billions of years of how the space and the galaxies have existed, our existence in a way is minuscule. It's not important.
So nothing matters.
Essentially.
Yeah. I think
we just make sense. We make sense of it. We put value to it. We make meaning out of it.
So if nothing matters, then what's the point of living?
And let's now we are back with the circle.
I know. I want to put this question because that's what, I don't know, in general, if you say to someone who doesn't really read so much, who doesn't have experience in these things and who is just busy in their own daily life, if you say to them, like, it doesn't matter, nothing matters, I mean, they will ask you, then what should I do? What should a general person
Before
do?
That, I would actually like to comment on something that Cameron said. Because I've been actually personally struggling between finding the balance between what you said, because I do think that sometimes we are like, actually us putting too much importance on like I and on our self, on our being, on our ego, it will make us unhappy. And I have like, I think I have personally experienced that. But on the other hand, I think something that has made a huge change in my life is adopting the belief that, you know, we are responsible for our actions and our actions only, meaning that, you know, we are not always able to influence what's happening externally, what's happening around us. We are for sure not able to like influence what other people think and do. I mean, sometimes we are, but not always. And but we are responsible for the reactions that we have on those things and for the interpretation that we create for ourselves about the situations that are happening to us. And I think this has helped me so much move forward in life in a way that, in a bit more positive way as well, and in a way that, you know, no matter what obstacles come my way, I feel that there is always something that I can do. And I start the first thing when a situation is like uncomfortable or upsetting for me, I look at myself and I look what I can do differently, because I think, you know, in the end, it all starts from us in that sense, if we want to change something in our life. And before that, I mean, as a kid, I used to like suffer so much from this victim's mindset. I was always like, oh, why is everything happening to me? Life is so unfair. Why I don't have this or that? Like, why, you know, the main thing is that everything is unfair. Life sucks. And this kind of mindset, but it will not get you anywhere, because you will not feel like you can take an action or make anything better. And you're just like, stay there sitting in your misery. But yeah, since kind of adopting more such mindset, even when things are really painful or something that's upsetting happens to me, I can already, like, sometimes I cannot feel it yet, but I can already see that, you know, in the end it will be okay, or I will figure some way out, and I can still kind of choose my own behavior in this situation, even if the situation sucks. So, and that doesn't mean that I always choose the right behavior. Oh no, but yeah, just this understanding for me has been quite helpful.
I would like to move towards the next section, which is spicy thoughts. It's kind of a thought statement I would like to ask you. It's just a statement I made up, but I would like to know your views. The statement goes: would you rather be all knowing, or knowing nothing, or know nothing? And my statement goes like this, because I want to know that, does knowledge affect other emotional aspects of your life. If you need more explanation,
What
I
do you
can
mean by
say.
emotional aspects?
Happiness, sadness, or just overthinking, emotional well-being.
Yeah, I think knowledge does affect that, you know, in a sense that the more you know, and the more you realize that you don't know, and the more you realize you don't know, and the more you realize that, yeah, these things don't matter, and all of this is kind of pointless in a way, but you still have to make sense of it. You still have to. Knowledge is a lot of responsibility. Knowledge is a lot of responsibility. It's not just from like on you, but also on people who might depend on you, and let's say that are not as knowledgeable, let's say, or as understanding of their own being in a way. So it is extra. Knowledge is burden, I would say. People say, yeah, knowledge frees you, etc. It does, but with that freedom comes a lot of responsibilities, thus creating sometimes more burden.
So would you rather be all knowing, or you would be the one who doesn't know anything?
Would I rather be all knowing? I would be all knowing on one condition that I would be all knowing on one condition that that I would be eternal.
Okay, and alone, because if everyone dies, then you'll still be eternal.
Eternal with the choice to kill myself.
Wow,
so nobody can kill me. So nobody can kill me. I can kill myself. I am all-knowing, and I am eternal. Those are the conditions.
And you have free will.
That doesn't matter. I can live without free will.
Okay. What about you,
oh,
Sandra?
Well, it's a difficult question, but I think the phrase ignorance is a bliss doesn't exist without a reason. And it's something that I have been contemplating about, especially this year, that, you know, on one hand, knowledge brings us many things, and knowledge can help us actually understand our own emotions better. But yeah, I've been mostly exploring this question from the sense of self-awareness, and that's where I kind of encountered this mm-hmm. this paradox of it being both a good and a bad thing. Since yeah, on one hand, I am so glad that, you know, I think I have worked very hard on that aspect and on trying to understand myself better and really making quite huge progress in it. But also, the more I know, the more I have like to just judge myself on. And since one of the things that I discovered is that I'm very self-judgmental and I lack self-compassion, is that, you know, then when I find out more stuff about myself, I will find out the things that I like, but I will also find out things, more things to be very critical about, and, you know, going in circles. And then again, you exactly, I think what Kamran said, that, you know, it's always the learning curve. You know, at first you're like, there's a topic you don't know about, you're like, okay, I don't know anything. Then you learn a little bit, and for a moment you're like, oh, I know everything, I'm like expert in this topic. And then you realize that, wow, there is such a huge area more to this topic. And then you're again like, okay, I don't know anything. So yeah, that is also can be a source of frustration. And the more you learn, the more you realize that there is out there to learn. So yeah, on one hand, it is a blessing and a curse. But I guess for me, it's more like, I think it's great that we will never be all knowledgeable, because we will always be striving to get more knowledge. And I'm like huge advocate for this growth mindset. And this is what I feel is my mission, to also help other people develop it more, and help to create this in kids and young people as well. Because I think right now our school system is kind of stumping it down sometimes, and I think that happened to me one point, but yeah, I think it is an ignorance and a, like, it is a blessing and a curse in one.
Yeah, I think as Plato said, I know that I know nothing. From my perspective, the same question, if somebody asks me that, would I rather be all knowing or knowing nothing, I think this point of life in I am in right now, like talking about these things that I'm able to talk about these things because I've had some experiences and I have had some good, also bad, also some life lessons that I learned that forced me to think beyond normal lifestyle. So that's how I reach here. And I have learned several life lessons. But when I think about it, I could have also lived normally without learning them. So these are the life I have learned those life lessons, but I really don't need them. You know, I could live without
you
them.
You could have just got married
so...
to a beautiful Indian girl and just live your life, make your living by working.
Yeah. It could be. I think knowing nothing is better than be all knowing, because when you know everything, it would make you more, I don't know, ignorant a bit, because since you know everything, you would have some ego that I know everything. So I think I would want to avoid it, and I want to be in a phase that I really don't know anything. So I go with Plato.
Yeah, but
I know nothing.
You don't necessarily have to be like have a big ego if you're knowledgeable, because if you also look at like historically people who have been like wise representatives of wisdom and etc., they didn't necessarily have that much of a ego, because they, as you learn more, you realize that you don't know anything, and then it kind of diminishes your ego and brings you to the realization that you are nothing as an individual, as a person, but rather you.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, since you will be all knowing eternally, so I will ask you. How's it
yeah,
been?
That's true, but I will have to put a mechanism in place, a procedure or a process, so
yeah,
you don't bother me every time. And that's
yeah,
how governments were created.
But moving to moving towards some concluding remarks, because we are almost we are in the end. So, what would you like to conclude, Kamran?
My conclusion is that don't worry about it.
Great conclusion, Sandra.
Yeah, I think I can agree with Kamran's conclusion. So in the end, you know, it's not worth it to overthink it. I know, because I overthink everything. But yeah, I think you just go with the flow, and really, I would stay with the statement that it's all changing and it's all a journey. It's never, you know, you will never achieve self-awareness 100% or like any other thing or knowledge about a certain area. And it's not about that. It's about, like, for me, this is all about this growth mindset that I always keep discovering and always keep being curious. So yeah, for me, I would take that. And once again, that everybody makes their meaning for a life and nobody should force it on you.
Yeah, thanks. From my perspective, I would just conclude the same, that do not worry a lot. Do not overthink. Things will go, time will pass no matter what. This life will go on. The world will go on before you came. The world went on before you came in, and it will go on after you go out. So just make the most of it.
And just
and
remember,
yeah, so
that, just remember that you know nothing, Jon Snow.
Yes. Yeah, on that note, I would like to thank all of the listeners who have listened all of our 8 episodes. Even if you have listened one, we like to thank you a lot. From me and Kamran, it was our personal project, which just came out of nowhere, and then we are quite happy that we came out with it. And thanks a lot, Sandra, for joining us for this episode.
Thank you
I
for
hope
inviting
you had
me
fun.
I for sure had fun. I hope that you guys as well.
Yeah, it was fun talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and see you in the next season. Or maybe,
or
YouTube.
Maybe YouTube season. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. If,
who knows?
If Rahul gets a sense of direction
in
his life.
That's a vision.
Yeah, that's
a vision.